Our reporter Haisa Almeida has gone to the messy scene of one of the latest shootings. She joins us now from Vena Place. Haisa, what can you see there this morning?
Kia ora, Kuring. Is it still a bit too dark to be able to see any damage caused by the shooting? But when I arrived here, about three police cars were here and they were just cordoning off the house. They are still over here. There's still quite a few policemen over here in front of the house. They are probably expecting forensics to come.
What have you spoken to any residents? What do we know about what actually happened?
Well, it's quite early, so the neighbourhood is waking up to another crime scene in a very quiet residential area. Again, people are obviously scared. I spoke to a few residents. They were just putting their rubbish out in a normal day-to-day activity, and they just are not understanding what's happening. They said that the loud noise last night didn't actually seem like a gunshot, so they didn't thought that was happening in their neighborhood. But they are once they realized that when they saw the police cars and the people in the streets, they were quite surprised and very scared of what happened.
I can imagine. Now, police have released some statements about the two shootings. What are they saying?
So it's very early to be able to tell anything, but the nature of the attack seemed to be very similar to the ones that happened yesterday. Police will probably speak more about it along the day, but they say that nobody have any injuries reported, that they got to the scene at 9 p.m. After receiving this call that a firearm had been discharged over here. They believe they're very similar attacks, but they can obviously not correlate it yet, so the investigation is ongoing.
Haisa, thank you very much for that. That is Haisa Almeida, our reporter there at Massey, Vena Place, the scene of one of the shootings overnight in Auckland.